Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Ashley.
And we are two girls and a bottle of wine.
Because men love boobs.
And girls love wine. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
We have a special guest.
We do.
Kind of.
My new friend.
She's not going to be chatting.
My new friend.
It's Butterfly. Butterfly the toy poodle.
Yeah.
She loves anyone that will hold her and pet her.
I know. That's why we're friends now.
Yeah.
Till next week. Let's start it again.
Yeah. She has a small head, so I'm assuming the brain's kind of small.
I was going to say it's like with an Alzheimer's patient, like where you have to like reintroduce yourself.
I'll cover her ears when you talk about her like that. That's horrible.
She's not going to remember in 5 minutes.
Well, if you're listening to us, grab a glass of wine. We are drinking Relax Riesling.
Like always.
Because that's one of our favorites. We have a bottle of the pink for next week because I have an amazing boyfriend. I have a horrible memory, kind of like an Alzheimer's patient, and forgot to pick up wine, so I'm at work today, and I text him, can you grab some wine for the show? And he's like, yeah, and he grabbed like several bottles of wine.
Yeah. You know which one we haven't had in a while, though?
The green?
The green.
Yeah. I don't think it's as common
it's
to
not,
find it.
I can never find it.
I don't even remember where I found it, so we'll have to go on the hunt. And then we have some other variances of wine that is not relaxed that he bought. We'll see if we'll work it in the show. We'll see.
We'll see, yeah.
We like our Relax. We
so
actually
easy.
Love our Relax.
Yeah.
I know. The twist off. You know, the most hilarious thing I saw all weekend, I was hanging out with two of my friends that have children.
Mm-hmm.
Their oldest, I think, probably around 3. One of them has a newborn baby. So they haven't been doing much drinking.
Right.
Because they're taking care of their kids and stuff. And one of them brought a bottle of wine over, and it was corked. Oh, my gosh. It's like these women who I used to drink with on a regular basis forgot how to open a bottle of wine. It was like a 15-minute process. It was hilarious.
I have to say I've gotten better.
Yeah.
I used
Wait
to,
until you have kids. You'll forget.
I'll just have to start. I'll just have to keep opening wine for people to practice.
Right. Come over. I want to pour wine. I don't want to drink any because I'm breastfeeding, but I want to pour wine.
I used to do that with my grandma and on Thanksgiving because, you know, I can't have nuts. Mm-hmm. But I always wanted to, like, use the nutcracker. So the Thanksgiving table, I'd be like, can you eat some more nuts so I can crack them for you?
Oh, that's awesome. What else can you use a nutcracker on? There's got to be something else.
Lobster claws. Or,
there
like,
you go.
Crab claws, yeah.
You could, yeah, anyway. All right. So last week at the end of the show, we talked about marriage and how some people kind of see it as a business rather than love and how mm-hmm. we don't think that's right. But neither one of us have been married. And the boyfriend, when I talked to him about it, kind of looked at me like I was crazy. But he's been married a couple times.
Right.
So that whole fairy tale idea is long gone for him. But we were hoping to get a bunch of comments, but we did not. It's okay.
We didn't.
But I know Carrie Cloud. Carrie, I think that's her name. Crap. She commented on it, and she has the same stance as us. I don't know if she's ever been married, but definitely needs to be for love. So I just thought we'd touch on that since we said we would revisit it.
Yeah.
Didn't get a lot of comments, so we're going to move on. All right?
That works for me.
Butterfly is distracting squirrel girl. Oh, my.
Just like a squirrel.
I'm going to take the butterfly away.
No. She'll be so sad.
So, movies. We love movies. We talk
we
about movies every week. This last weekend, I didn't go to see any movies, but there were there was a big movie that opened called Monsters University. I've seen the previews, and it looks hilarious.
Have you seen the first Monsters?
Yes.
I love, like, that little girl, Boo. Oh, my goodness.
Do you realize that the original Monsters, Inc. was from 2001?
It's been 12 years.
I know. And they just now came out with Monsters University, but it was number one at the box office. It beat Man of Steel and Brad Pitt's World War Z.
That's because everybody has kids. And when you have kids, you don't go get to see the movies you want to see anymore.
It made $82 million. You know what movie's coming out that I'm excited about? Despicable Me 2.
I've never seen the first one.
You must get on that.
And I apparently.
Oh, it's adorable. We actually went with some kids, and I was like, yay, I'm doing a good deed by hanging out with children. And I really liked that movie.
It
was adorable.
I liked Up.
I haven't seen Up. See?
You have to watch it for next week.
You watch Despicable Me. I'll watch Up. We'll meet back here.
Next Monday.
Yes.
It's a date.
What else is going on in entertainment in Hollywood? So we were both big Gossip Girl fans.
We were.
And very sad that show's gone. But the actress from there, Kelly Rutherford, she played Serena's mom. She's filed for bankruptcy, which is kind of strange. You know, she just they just ended the show, so you would think, how would she be filing for bankruptcy? But I guess she spent $1.5 million on legal fees associated with her custody dispute.
And I was going to say, she was in the news for like a little bit while the show was still going on.
Right. Right. $1.5 million? I've never gone through a custody battle, but geez.
Well, she has an American Express bill of $25,000.
That's crazy. And American Express is one of those cards that charges an annual fee, doesn't it?
Probably.
I think so. And stupidity in Hollywood. What's up with baby names and Hollywood stars?
Yeah.
The latest is like...
Northwest, really? Are you trying to get like...
Kanye and Kim.
I mean, come on.
It's ridiculous. Are they trying to top each other for the stupidest baby name? And what about that poor child? Like Apple? Wasn't that Gwyneth? Is that Gwyneth's child?
Yeah, because it was the apple of my eye. See, so I started thinking like, okay, you're gearing them up to eventually get endorsements. Like Apple Computers.
I'm thinking
Northwest,
like the fruit.
Northwest. What's the like jackets? Do you know what I'm talking about? The
North Face.
North Face. Okay, so it's a little bit different, but still. And they said they were going to call her Nori, which, where does that even come from?
Well, that sounds like more of a name than North.
Yeah.
Go with that. Like, name exactly. Her Nori. Oh, so stupid.
At least the other Kardashian has normal names for her kids.
And I promise we're not going to talk about the Kardashians for at least two more episodes after this. But we had to mention the name.
We did, because it was so over the top.
We both came into the office, was it Friday, and we're like, really?
Yeah.
Redonkulous. And then last Wednesday was a very sad day for it all film fans, Americans really. James Gandolfini, he passed away of a heart attack
in
Rome.
He was 51 years
51.
Old.
51. Steve and I were on our way to a movie, and we both got text alerts of this news, and oh my gosh.
It just...
That's crazy.
Yeah, and it would, like, we were... Joey and I were saying, like, you know, my dad just turned 50, his dad's in his 50s, and we're like... I hope this is eye-opening. I'm not saying anything against them, but just in general, like, it can happen. Like, you really do have to take care of yourself.
My dad's in his 60s.
It's scary.
It is.
And I don't know if you read, like, his son was the one who was with them and who found him.
Right. They were on a trip, and his son just graduated 8th grade.
Yeah, they were celebrating his, like, that was the trip, and, I've loved James Gandolfini. He was, like... he's just always been my favorite. So it broke my heart.
Did you watch The Sopranos?
Oh, yeah.
I did not. But I've seen him in
numerous other ones. We still watch the reruns of The Sopranos as if we don't know them by heart.
Other movies. He's been in a lot of movies. Most recently, he was in, was it Zero Dark Thirty?
Yep. He played a great role in that.
Mm. And his funeral is going to be this Thursday at the Cathedral Church of St. John the Divine in New York City. Do you know where that is?
I do not.
If you were still in New York, would you try and go, like, stand outside and show your support?
Maybe. I don't know.
Totally didn't see you saying it. I thought you would be like, no.
I don't know, maybe. Like, if it was close enough, like, to where I worked or something, maybe. I don't know that I'd take a day off for it, but.
Right. But you know there's going to be tons of people that are going to. So I saw a few movies this weekend. My DVD player and my Netflix. And I wanted to share them with you because you haven't seen any of them.
I haven't.
So
I'm
you
so
can put them on your
movies.
List. Well, this boyfriend's been out of town, so yeah. I don't do a lot. Yeah. So I rented Side Effects from Redbox.
Is that the one with...
Channing Tatum, okay. Jude Law, mm-hmm. Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yep.
And it's really awesome. It's a twisty thriller. It has a great cast and a great story. Critics gave it 84%. Users gave it 74%. So for both of those genres to agree, or groups, not genres, to agree on a movie, that's rare. I'm going to give it 4 hot pink stars out of 5. It was great. And I was exhausted when I watched it. I had to, like, put toothpicks in my eyes to keep them open.
Was it? It was one of those movies, like, you have to follow it?
Yes.
Was it great. Rooney Mara was in that, too, right? The girl from The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo? Doesn't she play Channing Tatum's wife in it?
Was she the girl?
I think so, yeah.
No. That was not the girl.
I think it was.
No, I promise. Google right now while I talk about the next movie that I watched.
Well, I wanted to ask you real quick. Was it similar to, did you ever see the movie Vanilla Sky with Tom Cruise and Penelope Cruz?
I saw that a long time ago and I don't remember.
Okay.
Why? What was that movie about?
Was it
about a prescription drug?
No, it was I don't know how to describe it, but it was kind of trippy. Like when I was watching the previews, I kind of saw where it could, and I obviously haven't seen the movie, but I saw where it could be similar to.
Well, Side Effects wasn't really trippy. It was just very interesting. It was an interesting story to follow along with. And the twists and turns was like, whoa.
Okay.
Were you right?
Yeah, it is the girl who plays the girl with the
dragon
tattoo.
No way!
Yeah, she's a very pretty girl outside of that movie.
Huh. Yeah, I didn't even recognize her.
Uh-huh.
She did a great job in the movie.
Did she?
But I didn't, yeah. Oops. Yep, she's in the movie too. So another reason you want to see it. And then I also rented Safe Haven, which I was a little apprehensive because...
The Nicholas Sparks book, right?
Great. I had seen all of, like, how fast it went through theaters. Like, it was on the theater and then gone. And 13% of critics liked it. 13%. And then 69% of users, which I usually tend to lean toward critics, what they like. But Okay. Dang. This movie has Josh, the guy that's married to Fergie. How do you pronounce his last name?
Oh, Josh Duhamel?
Yeah, there you go. And Julianne Hough, who I really haven't respected as an actress before now, but I really liked her in this movie.
Okay. That's why I was on the fence with it, because I feel like you can't go wrong with a Nicholas Sparks movie.
Right.
But I don't like Julianne Hough as an actress.
And it's definitely like, everyone's like, oh, it's another Notebook. It's not the Notebook. But my girl brain definitely loved it, and I walked away with my soul smiling.
Okay. I've seen every Nicholas Sparks book that's turned into a movie, and I've read all of his books, so I know it's only a matter of time before I watch it.
Yeah. So I'm going to give that one 4.5 hot pink stars out of 5.
Okay.
It was a good movie weekend for me.
Yeah, apparently.
And then the third movie that I saw, I'm sorry, am I boring you?
No.
Okay. It's called Juicy.
And I haven't even heard, like, right. about it.
When I went to, like, because I check in on Get Glue.
Okay.
Because then it automatically posts to my Tumblr. So when Steve comes home, he can be like, well, what movies did you watch? Because I'm horrible with names. And I can be like, hey, I watched this movie because it's posted on my Tumblr. And that's how I reference it. So I went to go check in on Get Glue, but it didn't even have it registered as a movie. But it's on, like, Flixster, that app and stuff. That's how I found it. But
so who's in it?
No one that I know. I think they're all foreign. Because they all talked in, like, a British accent, and they drove on the wrong side of the road. And it's about two girls, a girl named Lucy and a girl named Jackie. Hence, mm-hmm. Juicy. And it's just silly.
Makes sense.
It has a lot of good humor in it. It has a good, sweet story. And really, these girls just haven't progressed since high school. And 100% of critics liked it.
Really?
Yeah. I give it 5 hot pink stars out of 5.
Okay. I'm interested now.
So.
Wait, it says it's not new, though.
No, it's not new. I actually watched it on streaming Netflix, and most of those movies are not new.
Huh. It's from 2004.
I know. It was great. But I've never heard anything about it. Have you?
No.
Yeah. So definitely, definitely check it out.
Interesting. I'm going to have to check that out. That sounds good.
So you know what I have the boyfriend doing right now while we do this?
Cooking food. Grilling.
Grilling. He found this recipe and he sent it to me and I'm just like, whatever, because he sends me recipes all the time. And I'm like, okay, we'll try this recipe, blah, blah, blah. But this one, like, seemed pretty easy, so I tried it. And you marinate chicken. No.
That's not the right movie?
No, it's J-U-C-Y.
Oh, just kidding. It didn't come out in 2004 then.
No, but I know it's a couple years old. Anyway, so we grilled chicken, and I'm usually not a white meat fan because it's too dry.
That surprises me.
I know.
I feel like people are usually more a white meat fan than a...
Growing up, it was my mom and I would eat the legs and the thighs, and my dad and brother would eat the breasts and everything else that was white. Yeah, so because it's so dry. Well, this recipe, like, amazing. Even when he was out of town, I grilled, like, 4 days worth of chicken. And that's all I ate. It was great. So, anyway, he's grilling right now. And
so, I overheard earlier that it was marinating for a while. What is it marinating in?
Okay, soy sauce, honey, garlic, vegetable oil, and lime juice. It's called garlic lime chicken.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's super easy. You just
see, I love chicken, so I'm always looking for new ways to cook it.
Yeah. I'll post the recipe.
Okay.
So that you can see it. So I found this article kind of segueing into this article of 7 interesting food items you should try grilling.
Okay.
And these are pretty off the wall.
Like, yeah, I'm looking at the first one, yeah. And I'm like,
So why would you just put chicken or steak on the grill? Summer, you can cook anything on the grill. That's what this says.
It's a good point.
And so we're going to go through the list. At number one, go ahead, Ashley.
Grilled donuts.
I love donuts.
I love donuts. My body doesn't love donuts. So it said, would you ever have thought that donuts would have been on the list of food items to grill?
And it tells you how to make the donuts.
Yeah. But so I'm wondering, do you have to, they have to be cooked already, I'm assuming.
No. It looks like that's a recipe for donuts.
Let's see. There's no way, because you couldn't just throw, like, the read dough-ish
it.
Stuff.
Read it.
Hang on. See, you do have to... We're going to have to post it, because this is a lot. But I would think that you have to cook them to some... Yeah, see, you have to fry them first, like you would a donut, and then you grill them.
Right.
That's interesting, though.
Grill but I'm donuts. Definitely going to try this. We should have a donut grilling party.
We should have a grilling party.
There you go. We'll grill everything that's on here.
And then some.
Right. And the next one sounds delicious. It's grilled apples.
Mm.
And it has, like, butter, onion, celery, sausage. That stuff that I would not even picture with apples. Butterfly's trying to talk.
She wants to come back.
Yeah, she does. I don't have enough space.
I gotcha.
So, we're definitely going to post this so you can find it.
Yeah.
And try these recipes because it's 6 large apples. You're going to throw in 1 pound of sausage, onions, celeries, I've already said that, sage leaves.
Mm. It almost looks like there's a stuffing inside of it.
Yes.
Which my dad made, he took apples like this and put stuffing in it with raisins and baked them for Thanksgiving one year. And it was so good.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
It was amazing.
Your dad's a good cook, though.
He's phenomenal.
And then the next one, I was checking out at the grocery store last week with my avocados because it's avocado season.
It is.
Yeah. And the cashier asked me if I ever did this.
And I haven't either. And you know I love avocados.
Right. So you've never grilled avocados?
Mm-mm.
This recipe seems a little bit more involved than I thought it would be. I thought you would just throw it on. Mm-hmm. But there's some, like, cilantro, grapes.
Yeah, and I found
grape tomatoes,
easier...
rather.
Recipe for, I like avocado fries. Have you ever had avocado fries?
No, but Steve saw them at a restaurant when he was traveling a couple weeks ago.
Apparently you can just grill them instead of the frying piece, and then they're healthier for you. Hmm. Which avocado fries are obviously better than regular fries, but...
Right. Are sweet potato fries better than regular potato fries? Come on, Ashley. What about chicken fries? Are they better than...
No.
I love chicken fries. Do you see those in the grocery store? I haven't had them in several years.
I haven't had chicken fries in a while.
Love them. Dipped in ranch dressing. That's another thing I don't have in my refrigerator anymore.
Ranch dressing.
After the age of 30, ranch does not go well with the body.
No?
No.
So I should eat it now while I can?
Yeah, because my hips absorb it. What's the next one?
I am... on board with this all the way. Grilled stuffed mushrooms. Mm. I love stuffed mushrooms. It's the only way I'll eat mushrooms. Like, I will not eat mushrooms in something, like in a pasta sauce or anything like that. I will pick them out. I'm
what?
So picky.
Isn't
they have to be
typically
stuffed.
Italian to have mushrooms in your stuff?
Yeah.
That sounds bad.
I just don't. I don't like it. My dad's the same way. He's very picky. Like, he'll pull the mushrooms out. But stuffed mushrooms, oh, baked, grilled, any kind of stuffed mushroom is so good to me.
Hmm.
Because I think when they're stuffed, some people have a texture thing with mushrooms. If you have a texture issue with mushrooms, eat them stuffed and it will completely change your world.
And I have tried that with Steve, but he ate everything that was in the mushroom because he's not a mushroom fan. And then he wouldn't eat the portobello mushroom that is out.
Oh, I
end.
Love. Did you do the little mushrooms?
No, it was the portobello.
Try the little ones. They're even better because there's not as much.
The next one sounds really interesting. Grilled pumpkin. Well, first of all, it says you need a half of a butternut pumpkin. Is that different than a regular pumpkin? And you have to peel it. And I don't know. Is it butternut pumpkin?
It would looks be difficult. Different.
It would be one of those things where you'd have to, like, go to Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. You know who would like this? Our coworker loves pumpkin.
Who? The one that's on the Atkins diet?
Yes.
Is pumpkin a carb? I bet it is. Everything good is.
I'm not a pumpkin fan. Like, I don't like pumpkin pie. I know I'm weird. Pumpkin doesn't do it for me. But I could get down with the next one, because you know me.
You love your fruit.
Grilled fruit kebabs. And I've had grilled pineapple before, which is out of this
world.
Steve
loves grilled pineapple.
And actually, you know what else is really good? Grilled peaches. If you just take a half a peach and, like,
throw it on the fire?
Yeah. So good. But kebabs, I would imagine, would be even better. You'd have to find the right fruit, though. Like, obviously, I don't know that I'd love cherries grilled, or, like, blueberries are too small.
And there's dark rum involved and cinnamon. It says pineapple, strawberries, cantaloupe, and banana.
That sounds amazing. I feel like I would want to add some stuff like, I don't even know. Just peaches, for instance.
Right.
Or, I don't know.
We had regular kebabs this last weekend. Have you had kebabs this season? I feel like I have them like once a summer.
I usually have kebabs from home, so I haven't had them this summer. My dad makes chicken on a stick, which is, it's not really a kebab, but it is because it's on a stick, and he marinates them for like days, and they're just to die for.
I think grilling chicken overall has been a success in my world.
The key though is, I think with chicken and just in general, is marinating it so that you get rid of
and
that
cooking
dryness.
It very slow.
Mm-hmm.
Very slow.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the number 7 of 7 interesting foods that you should try grilling is grilled cabbage.
Can't get down with it.
And again, it looks kind of like it's stuffed, doesn't it?
It does. It looks like a stuffed artichoke to me.
Yeah. I like cabbage, but I don't like the smell in the house.
I can't do that. I can't do cabbage.
You can't?
Oh, no.
So we'll post a link to that on our Facebook page. So you have to find us on Facebook.
Yeah.
So it's facebook.com/2girlsinabottleofwine. Super easy. Mm-hmm. I wanted to talk about something before we ended the show. I want to talk about your boyfriend renting you out again. That's a story. Like, I thought it was going to be a fun story, and then you told me more today. You gotta do the happy version. No fighting allowed.
There was a surprise party this weekend.
And it involved Sean again, who is the boy from New York that doesn't know how to grocery shop or cook.
Right.
And his sister's
birthday. Yeah. And her and I are close. Like, she did so much for my birthday. It was like above and beyond. It was amazing of her.
And her birthday's tomorrow. So happy birthday, Katie.
Yes. And so her brothers are both here. And so they were throwing her a surprise party at a pool at the country club. So Joey says to me, first of all, they decide to book this on Thursday for Saturday.
Last minute Lucy's.
So we're like, okay, this is going to be so much fun. This is perfect, you know. And then Joey's like, we're doing decorations. I'm like, okay, they bought decorations, right? You know.
Did he ever say, yes, they bought decorations, or they're going to buy decorations?
It was a...
Or did you assume?
It was a yes in Joey's world.
What do you mean? Explain Joey talk.
Like, in Joey's world, a yes is either a definitive, like, speak out loud yes, or just like a head acknowledgement, I'm not going to say anything more kind of thing. But when Joey has a no, it is a definitive no.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, well, he's not saying flat out no, so this is good. And he's not saying, hey, we have to go buy decorations, because I feel like he would have, you know, not been griping about it, but been like, this is what we have to go do. Joey hates shopping in general.
Right.
So Friday night, we went to the mall. We had to do some errands. And I'm like, should we take care of anything tonight?
Right.
So
that was his chance.
That was his chance.
Oh, we do need to get decorations.
I just want to go home. I'm tired.
And so this whole time you're like, okay, so they have all the decorations. We just have to show up and put them up.
So then Saturday morning, we have to go get decorations.
Actually, Saturday morning, you went and did stuff that you needed to do, not knowing that you had a to-do list.
Right. And so the to-do list was, so Joey was going to go run some errands on his, and I'm like, okay, when we come back, we're going to do this. And it was kind of like the
You're just going to get up, you're going to go to the place and put up the decorations that had already been bought.
Right. Well, and that was what I was thinking.
Right.
Which was probably my fault for thinking that. But anyway, so.
Stop it.
But so, well, so the best is like, so he goes and runs his errands, I go run mine, and he's like, so you're going to go take care. No, like, when did you think I was going to go take care of that?
Take care of what? Like, I would have been like, decorations. Take care of what?
Yeah, so he, of course, true to form, invites his friend over and is like, we're going to play
video games.
Yeah, and I'm like, no, you're not. We are going to go get the decorations.
Right, so you didn't find out until Saturday afternoon that you actually
had to... It was like Saturday morning, yeah.
That you actually had to go buy these decorations and put them up.
And I mean, I guess in all fairness, thank God I didn't just send Joey to do it, because Joey would have come home with like one balloon.
Right.
Like, we get to Party City, and he's like, and I'm like, okay, we need, you know, this bunch is going to have these six, this bunch of balloons is going to have these six, we need to get, like, signs and banners and this, and Joey's like, what are you getting? And he's like, why are you getting all this stuff? And I'm like, what are you, like, what were you going to put up? He's like, I was just going to grab, like, two or three balloons. I was like, do me a favor. If you ever plan a surprise party for me, please call a girl.
Right. Get a girl, any girl involved.
Any girl. And so, you know, I mean, of course, like, Sean and Bobby were absolutely grateful. They always are. But it was just so funny because I said to Joey, it was like, you know, you could make a lot of money renting out your girlfriend for the day.
Right.
Like, not even in, like, that, you right. know.
No,
not
I didn't,
in, like,
I didn't
yeah.
go to the gutter. If you went to the gutter, you're bad.
Yeah, like, just in the, you know, girls know how to do this and this. And
yeah, you could be, like, a part-time event planner for New York boys that don't know how to do anything in Denver.
So
that could be like a whole long name.
Right? But yeah, I mean, it went off great. It was so much fun, but it was just true to form.
Was she surprised?
Yeah. Oh my God. Yes. It was amazing. Like, first of all, I don't even know how they got, like, they did a great job of getting her there. I mean, and of course, you know, you have to get her bathing suit without kind of giving away that it's a pool party. They did a good job on that part. And it was so funny. We were joking and we're like, well, I guess it's just, you know, you're good at lying to girls. What can we say? Like, but no, they
Anyone that's dated Sean, free to comment.
No, and they it wasn't even just Sean. Like, they both did such a good job. Like,
and what's the other brother's name?
Bobby. But they really did do a great job. And they surprised her and she was just, you know, like, oh my God. And it was awesome.
So did you videotape it?
Oh, no. So... Sean's brother brings his video camera. He's like, I got my video camera. Like, we're capturing this.
Send it back home to mom and dad.
Yeah, true to form. Like, this is just us. The video camera is sitting in the back of the cabana that we rented out. And we're all, like, huddled by the front because the cabanas were closed. So she couldn't see us. And we all jump out. And she, like, her reaction was just priceless. And nobody has the video
Everyone
camera.
Everyone turns. Who had the video? Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Not only do we not have the video camera, nobody actually had their phone out, like, ready to take a picture or anything. It was like, what were
That's
we thinking?
That's why you got to invite Janet to things.
Yeah.
Because I will always remember that. I was hanging out with my friends, hanging out with children at a pool, and I'm, like, taking a bunch of pictures, and they have their nice cameras all packed away, and I'm like, you guys should probably take some real pictures. I only have an iPhone.
Right.
And then I'm, like, taking pictures, and all of a sudden I turn around to my friend, I'm like, picture, face pic, what's it called? A facey.
A selfie.
Yeah, I put face and self, yeah. Anyway, and they make fun of me, but I am the one that will get the picture taken.
And sadly, now the iPhone cameras are just as good as, you know, they're as some not. Cameras. Some but, of them,
yeah,
they're not bad for phones compared to what we used to have.
And it's super easy to upload to Facebook,
oh, yeah.
which is what I do. Because I put everything in order on Facebook because I have a horrible memory. My maybe, big event.
You know what, though? Maybe when, like, our generation hits Alzheimer's, it won't be that bad because we can just look through our Facebook.
I do
we
that now. Timeline. I do that now every year because I go to put a yearly photo album right. together on Snapfish. I'll be like, oh, yeah, totally forgot I did that. That was awesome.
I'm not going to lie. When I did that last year, there were things like that I was like, oh, my
lane.
God, yeah.
Yeah. It's great.
Huh. So maybe we won't have to worry about it. We just found the cure for Alzheimer's. Facebook.
You heard it here first, folks. Scientists are getting fired because Ashley and Janet, the recruiters,
figured it out. Yeah, we cracked Facebook. The code.
That's awesome. So I need your honest opinion. Honest. Uh-oh. Do not lie to me.
I'm nervous.
Straight up. Don't be nice to me. Pretend I'm someone you don't like. I got bangs.
Yes, you
Seriously.
Did.
Seriously.
You did.
What do you think?
Seriously. I like them. But I sent you the picture of what my idea was. Remember I said you should do bangs?
Right. And I lost that picture. So I'm in the chair and I'm Googling medium hair bangs. Medium hair bangs.
Because remember what I searched? I literally searched like shoulder length hair with the bangs.
And so I start like boyfriend and I had a conversation last week about how people shouldn't change their hair without not asking but consulting.
Ridiculous.
What do you mean?
Ridiculous.
What's ridiculous?
Not consulting. Which I know I abide by those rules, but
because you don't want to come home and your boyfriend be like, oh,
I had that
no
happen.
No love for you. So, yeah, because you chopped your hair off. How many inches?
When Joey and I were dating, my hair was down to like my waist when we first started dating, and then I just went through this thing where I was like, I need to cut it all. It's a lot to deal with, and so I just went and cut it up to like my collarbones.
Holy muffin. So and that's like a good 24 inches.
Yeah. Not only did I cut it, I also highlighted it. Oh. And I go over to Joey's house and his reaction was completely priceless because he can't hide them, you know? Like he's not good at hiding what he really feels. So he's like, and I'm like, do you like my haircut? And he's like, I don't know that I'd do it again. That was like his answer. And so I seriously never cut my hair again after that, outside of like trims and like.
See, and I wish everyone was like Joey, because I don't trust everyone's like, no one's going to be like, oh.
But you got a lot of compliments at work today, didn't you?
But I think it's because it's new. They don't want to be like, dude, what'd you do with your hair? Dang, you look like a.
Remember when I cut
Betsy
all that
Johnson
stuff off my hair and I was like, nobody noticed that I cut like 6 inches off my hair.
Yeah, I didn't notice.
I know, nobody did. So crazy. I think the fact that you're getting compliments is a good thing.
But you really do like it.
I do, and I think it's good because
it's funky.
Like, you can do it to the side, you can do it straight on, you can kind of play with it a lot.
And that's what I have to do. This is day 4.
YouTube.
I know, but none of them have bangs.
You have to, like, I guarantee if you YouTube, like, how to style bangs, you'll find 1,000 videos.
So I just want to play with it and kind of see what's up. And
so did Steve like it, though?
He says he did, but I don't know if I trust him. Is he going to tell me, hey, I hate your hair? And then I'll be like, oh, the love shop is closed.
Well, Joey would, so.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I need some honesty. I asked one of my friends that I knew would be honest. On Friday night, I saw him, and I was like, I know you're an honest person. Got bangs. Haven't had bangs since elementary school. What do you think? And he's like, nah, they're okay. That's the first person I asked.
So let me ask you, did you text Steve a picture first? Because he was out of town.
Yes, I did.
You know,
I sent him the picture of what? I sent him like 5 different pictures. He chose one. That's the one I went with. And then I sent him a picture.
You know what you should have done?
What?
You should have just waited till he came
home.
Oh,
God, no.
To see his face.
Oh, hell no. You know, no. I would cry if he walked in the door and was like, dude, what'd you do?
But you'd get an honest opinion out of him.
Did you get your bangs caught in the lawnmower?
I don't think he would have done that. Because you showed him the picture of what you were going to do.
Right.
And I think it looks good.
Thanks. I just have to adjust.
When I chopped my hair all the way off, I cried for days.
I'm not crying. I'm just like,
oh, and I loved it.
Do I know what I'm doing?
It is. It's an adjustment period.
Because in elementary school, I just left it long. I know. I've seen pictures from this weekend, and I'm like, am I as pretty as I was?
Yes. You're crazy.
You're sweet. But, like, now I look at, I'm comparing other pictures of other people, and I'm like, no one has bangs. Crap. I was trying to set a trend, and I failed.
No, you didn't. I know, but my mom has bangs.
Your mom has bangs.
But, no, I know other people that have bangs. I know other people have bangs. You have to have the face shape for it.
Do I have the face shape?
I think so.
All right. I'll post a picture to our Facebook from my weekend. Well, it's time to wrap up. We talked and talked and talked.
We did.
We'll be back next week, right?
We will. It gets easier every week to just talk.
It does. We just chat, and nobody's really guiding us. They're like, wee! Like, so next week, we have to promise to talk about sex secrets you should know.
I'm down
We
for
haven't
that.
Talked about sex in a while, and I can do it. I can talk about sex.
That works for me.
Yes. So we'll talk about that and lots of other stuff. If there's anything you want us to talk about, drop us a line.
Tell us what your 4th of July plans are, too, because that's the, Monday before 4th of July.
I volunteered to work at the Grizzly Rose.
Idiot.
Ew, I know.
We have work the next day.
I know. I'm going to sleep in the day before, like the day of.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I need to know. I have no plans. If you're in the Colorado area, let me know what's going on.
Yeah.
I want to see fireworks. All I care about.
I'm sure you could go downtown. Like, I know Rocky Stadium has fireworks.
I heard there's a lot of bands because of the fires.
Oh. But I bet Rocky Stadium will still have it.
I'm thinking Rocky or Elitch.
Yeah. They're professionals.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Well, we're out of here. We'll be back next Monday because we're here every Monday. Thank you so much for listening to Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine. Leave us a comment below if you're on Podbean or if you're on Facebook. Let us know what you think and what we should talk about.
Yeah.
If you're bored with movies, we'll stop talking about movies.
Or if you have good suggestions.
Right.
Or ones that you want to see, but you want to know if it's worth your time.
Right. I will watch it. Probably. Boyfriend's out of town a lot.
We'll let you know how it ranks on our pink star system.
Yes, hot pink stars. 5 out of 5. It. We haven't had one of those in a while.
Mm-mm. I'm waiting. Been a while.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.